Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, John, look, we got another month of positive inflation news. Despite these historic tariffs, the latest numbers do show that inflation remained relatively tame in May. So the big number is the annual rate that came in at 2.4%. That is a slight acceleration from 2.3% in April, but this was better than expected. Month over month, prices were up by just 0.1%. Again, that's better than expected, and that's actually a deceleration from what we saw in April. Now, one reason why these inflation numbers came in much better than expected is because we did see a drop in energy prices. In particular, gas prices were low. Now, economists like to look at core inflation because that excludes food and energy, but that also came in better than expected. I'm digging into some of the categories. We did see that egg prices, they did fall on a month-over-month basis again, so that is a good sign.
So there you have CNN lamenting the economic success. I was listening on Fox News earlier today, and I didn't have the person's name up there, but it was a Democratic voice, and they were saying about the riots in LA, like, Democrats really need to stop talking and making the message be about immigration. We really need to see the Democrats shift their focus to the economy. And then I got all this economic news, and I'm like, I wonder if they understand the same economy that we're talking about here. Let's ask the White House about it. We are joined now by Kush Desai once again. We appreciate you coming back on the show with us. Kush, thanks for being here. Some positive economic news for Americans in today. What are your thoughts on the details that we've heard?
Well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I think today we saw a great inflation report. It's the fourth inflation report in a row that we've seen under this president that came in beating expectations. So I think once again, because of this president's leadership, because of our America First economic agenda, we've finally put an end to the Biden inflation crisis that gripped our country for years.
Stupid question from a non-economist in myself. I'm a mom and a radio show host. I don't understand how these things all work completely. When inflation goes down, does that automatically mean prices go down for American consumers?
No, so we're talking about the rate of growth. So, you know, prices keep going, will slowly but surely kind of go up. And the rate of that growth, remember, the Biden era was going up at historic highs where, you know, prices were going up for essential goods by, in some cases, 10, 20%. And here, you know, as we just saw, prices month over month, you know, compared to last month, went up just by 0.1%. So a very modest, you know, minuscule change in our prices here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kush Desai speaking with us right now, Deputy Press Secretary at the White House. We also heard, in addition to the inflation number, Fox Business reports that the U.S. and China have reached a framework to implement a trade deal struck between the two sides last month in Geneva. That's according to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. That seems like very good news that we are moving in that direction, in addition to working on inflation and getting that in order. Of course, Donald Trump's effort on tariffs is a huge part of his economic plan. What do we know now about this deal with China?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a very productive 48 hours in London with our trade delegation led by Secretary Bessent and Secretary Lutnick and our U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer. And yeah, I think we were able to sit down with the Chinese and hammer out some of these issues that we were having with the Chinese kind of slow rolling, sending over the rare earths that we really need, these critical minerals like magnets that we need for a lot of our electronics and for our cars. So that was a major sticking point. And I think, you know, we were able to use some leverage that we have. And I think now we're at a point where, pending, you know, President Trump and President Xi to kind of approve this deal, we're in a good spot here to kind of get things back on track.
We're speaking with Kush Desai right now with the White House Deputy Press Secretary. Is this on time? Do you feel like is what the White House has been trying to do with these tariffs? China is the biggest fish of them all, at least from my perspective. Do we feel like those deals and conversations are happening in a timely manner?
Well, you know, they're happening. They're not timely in the sense of this should have happened decades ago. These trade deals, you know, these when you look at the trade deficits that this country has been running for decades, it's just been growing and growing to historic level. You know, every year we kind of beat the last year's record. So a lot of this should have happened decades ago, but this administration is taking it head on. And yeah, I think we're in a great spot here. Remember, you know, the Liberation Day tariffs was just a couple months ago, back in April. We've already had a major trade agreement with the UK, one of our most important allies and trading partners in the world. And we're in a good spot to kind of get more trade deals going and signed with some of our other major trading partners. So we're in a very good spot here, given the hand that we've been dealt by just decades of bad politicians running this country to the ground.
Kush Desai speaking with us right now. Kush, we do a YouTube live chat poll every day. Today's poll is very basic. Did you vote for this? There's a lot of things that can factor in to somebody assessing their vote for Donald Trump and the progress that he's made this many months in. We've got, as you were talking about, the lowering of inflation. Now we've talked about tariffs. We've got the big, beautiful bill that's out of the House and into the Senate. And what I'm hearing a lot of people say is that they don't love the bill, but they do love Donald Trump. And they think that maybe this is just the best thing that we can get out of this particular moment in this particular time. How much do you expect the Senate to change the big, beautiful bill before Donald Trump puts a signature on it?
Well, look, I think first off, your listeners should love the bill. I mean, it's going to deliver historic working class tax relief. It's going to eliminate taxes on overtime and tip. It's going to put in pro-growth policies. Now, letting companies that want to invest in America to manufacture in America be able to write off equipment investments. And that's going to turbocharge, you know, combined with our tariffs, combined with our deregulation, combined with our lower energy prices, it's going to turbocharge manufacturing growth back here in the United States. So this is a great bill. And it does all of that while delivering, you know, historic deficit reduction. And so, look, I think the sausage making is always kind of complex here in Washington, D.C., but I think we fully expect the Senate to get a bill together here that delivers on the president's key, you know, agenda items here and kind of, like I said, turbocharge growth here for the American people.
So one of the criticisms that I hear, and I think you might have some explanation on the weeds of how these things come to be in a Congress, you know, whether it's an executive authority or a congressional responsibility. A lot of people want to see the DOGE cuts be included in this. They want to see all of that spending, that fraud, waste and abuse spending, be clawed back and be fortified in legislation. Can you do that with this reconciliation bill that the Congress is facing right now?
Look, at the risk of getting too wonky, I mean, no, this is a reconciliation bill. So this kind of governs a narrower set of the government spending than sort of what people kind of expect. And so, you know, I think this bill addresses a lot of what we call mandatory spending. But, you know, we also have a separate rescissions package that our Office of Management Budget has sent to Congress to kind of lock in those DOGE cuts more permanently. So that's an ongoing process that's not just tied to this bill. And that's something we're working on every day as well, to find more and more waste, fraud and abuse and cut that spending and deliver those savings for the American people.
So are you saying then that the big, beautiful bill, once that is signed, sealed and delivered by the President of the United States, signed into law, that isn't the end of the pursuit of cuts and lessened spending by this administration?
Absolutely not. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. We are going to be working. I mean, remember, we have this administration is working every day to find and to identify and cut the waste, fraud, and abuse. And we'll be working with Congress very closely, like starting with this rescissions package that's coming up. It's about over $9 billion in wasteful spending. And we'll be working every day to find more and more opportunities for us to cut this sort of ridiculous spending that career politicians have racked up in this country sitting here in Washington, D.C., that taxpayers like your listeners are having to pay for.
One of the important parts of the entire economic approach that this administration has been DOGE. I was actually on vacation for the last week and a half. So the Elon Musk, Donald Trump dust up that took place the first day back at work, I get a headline from Fox News that says that it seems as though Elon Musk has walked back some of his remarks. He regrets them. Just right now, what is the state of Elon Musk's contribution with the administration and the partnership that still exists or may not exist anymore with the president?
Well, look, I mean, the Elon Musk was helped kind of create the DOGE initiative across the administration, and that work still continues. We are still focused on, like I said, identifying waste, fraud, and abuse and cutting it. And so that isn't going to change with or without Elon Musk in the picture here. But again, we remain focused on passing our One Big Beautiful Bill to cut, deliver deficit reduction here and then turbocharge our economy. So we've got a lot of things cooking right now, and we're focused on delivering all of that than kind of engaging in this, palace intrigue gossip that Democrats love to kind of sidetrack us with.
Mm. Kush Desai with us right now, Deputy White House Press Secretary. You can follow him on X at Kush Desai 47. Last question for you. What is the president's hope that this big, beautiful bill, when will it come to his desk so he can sign it?
Well, like I said, he's hopeful that we'll have this by the 4th of July. But, we're a little flexible here. Remember, we want a good bill that's big and more importantly, beautiful here. So, we're trying to get a lot done here, delivering a lot of the president's promises. So we're focused on making sure we get the right the bill, kind of the right substance here. But hopefully we'll get that done by the 4th of July.
Yeah, well, we are looking forward to seeing the progress, what the Senate is able to do. You got a pick right now between the Republicans and the Democrats in the congressional baseball game?
My money's always on the Republicans, but we'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time today. Always looking forward to having you back. Kush Desai, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Kush Desai is the Deputy White House Press Secretary. Good to talk to him about that. I snuck in an Elon Musk question. Feeling feisty on my first day back. He didn't answer.
Good for you. I was while you were interviewing Kush Desai, I was reading an article and looking at some of this inflation stuff, which you had started talking about with him. And in the article, it goes to, asked about the conversation, White House spokesperson Kush Desai repeated Trump's long-stated policy
practice. Oh, yeah?
It quoted him in the article that I'm reading.
I mean, the inflation numbers. Can you look at what the Trump administration is doing and what the Biden administration is doing? Can you be a sane person and look at the economic outcome of these different administrations and be like, I think I'm a Biden guy? How do you do that?
Not just personality either, but real policy. This isn't just, he was dementia guy.
There's no category. Yeah, if you're like, I don't even want to say that. That's not nice. But how do you pick that? How do you vote for that?
I don't know. I really
don't.
You know how
the answer is? You are only emotional.
It's got to be.
You only feel. You think nothing. Everything is a feeling.
It has to be. I mean, that's some of the protests that are happening
right
now.
That's why I'm so conservative. I have no feelings.
That's why I lean left. I'm all feeling
super emotional.
It's like an exposed nerve.
What I can't figure out though is, it's like the old 2016. What's he gonna come in and just wave a magic wand?
Kinda.
I don't even know how he reduced inflation this quick. The only thing I can come up with is that, as we talked about many, many times here on this show, all three of us said when he gets in office, he's gonna open up energy production and let the oil flow.
Day one,
he has. There's still more to do, but he has.
And that type of stuff takes a minute to really seep into where we get to enjoy it.
Usually, yeah. But that's why I'm like, how is it this low already? And he's doing the tariffs. I really don't know. I mean, it does look a little bit like magic wand stuff.
I was in Hawaii and just thinking about like how blue of a state it is, not literally, but politically.
Yeah, dabba dee dabba die.
Okay.
It's blue. Dabba dee dabba
die.
Oh.
You got to sing it like a robot.
Sorry.
I didn't know. It's like, gosh, I missed something else this past week and a half.
No, you didn't.
I looked up their conceal and carry laws. I think one of them said that you can get a license to open carry. And I'm like, God dang it, Hawaii. Why are you making Illinois? Like, you think all of the Hawaii tourists in Illinois are like, gosh, they don't have any freedoms here.
Wow.
Look at all these oak trees. They were beautiful, swaying in the wind.
I'm sure there's a lot of people from Hawaii going, you know where we need to do our next vacation?
Yeah.
Peoria.
I've been to Peoria. It's not bad.
I'm not knocking Peoria. I'm just, you know, compared to the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah, it's nothing is. There's nothing like it. Anywho, we'll talk about it a little bit in the 2 o'clock hour if you guys have questions. I don't know how much you guys want to hear about me being in Hawaii. I'm glad to be back. The YouTube live chat poll for today is, did you vote for this? And that's kind of the summation of me spending the last 48 hours. I started on the plane ride home, but we had about a 17-hour plus travel home because we had a 5-hour layover in LAX. We just stopped by and we're like, oh, look, riots, get out of here. Let's go to the other blue state. I went from Hawaii to California to Illinois. That's why I'm here in Missouri right now.
Stopped in Idaho.
I got to shake the blue state off of me while I'm sitting here in St. Louis. The YouTube live chat poll is, did you vote for this? Because there's a no fudge brownies given approach to these riots in L.A. The mostly peaceful protest meme of CNN that took place in 2020, would it have been, or whenever?
Yeah,
CNN,
it was 2020.
Was that Wisconsin?
It's a good question.
I think that was the, what's the kid's name? Who shot that guy?
Kyle
Rittenhouse.
Rittenhouse. I think that was the Rittenhouse stuff. I think.
Kenosha,
Wisconsin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that Kenosha, Wisconsin was the, you know, mostly peaceful protest and like burning buildings behind this reporter who I think I saw the same reporter in L.A. And I was like, oh, here we go again. And you look at these places that have voted these morons in that are, they're on the side of the rioters. They are on the side of the people who are burning buildings, assaulting police officers, and rioting in the streets. Their number one goal is to defend their own political ideology that if they were to cross it would conflict with the rioters. And I'm just sitting here flying, finally getting back into X going, you guys are idiots and everybody knows it. This time everybody gets it. And when the oxygen continues to get sucked out of the room by every leftist going, oh, can you believe Trump? It's like, how you can't, I can't do that. I can't do that 4 times in a row.
Too much carbon dioxide as it is.
These people don't have enough oxygen going to their brains. I think we just figured it out. Everybody is looking at these riots going, come on, knock it off. We're tired of this. You've done this enough. We're done with this. Knock it off. Which is what grown-ups say to children who are acting on emotions without any rational, fact-based thoughts. You haven't thought this.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Through, but you never even attempted to. You just feel. And your feelings, I was going to say, are valid but wrong. I don't think they're valid. I think the only possible tragedy here is that hyper-emotional people have been taken advantage by a political party that is obsessed with power and money, which breeds power, which breeds money. If there is a tragedy that exists here, it's that vulnerable people have been sought out by far-left progressive Democrats who are exploiting them for their own gain in power and gain in money. But I can't feel sorry for you at the behest of the safety and security of my family. I'm done with that crap. I'm done with keeping my mouth quiet, my mouth shut, if I ever did that in the first place. I'm done doing that. When you're telling me that it's not my time, that I have to sit down and be quiet about something that makes the world less safe for my children. No, not anymore. We're done with it. And the rest of the country is like, yeah, I'm done with that too. People are going to be varying degrees of vocal, but everybody's done with it. It took a little bit too long to get there. Let's take a quick break. I want to ask you guys about the YouTube live chat poll when we come back. Did you vote for this? Brad and Ryan and Ethan maybe will come in here and tell us that they voted yes, all of it. I want all of this. This is exactly what I voted for. Maybe you have mixed emotions. You don't love what he's doing on immigration, but you love what he's doing on the economy, or vice versa. Maybe you're an unhappy Trump voter. Maybe you regret your vote. Or no, you didn't vote for Trump. Annie, are you crazy? Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/@AnnieFry and tell us, did you vote for this? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.